Workers have mostly contained a 1,000-gallon diesel spill from an uptown office building into Little Sugar Creek last week. The spill affected birds and turtles along the waterway, and county officials say they're studying whether to issue a fine. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The diesel fuel leaked last Tuesday from an emergency generator atop the 20-story NASCAR Plaza office tower. The fuel flowed onto the roof and into drains that ran out of the building into Little Sugar Creek. Mecklenburg County spokesman Mark Boone said the oil had a substantial impact on wildlife along the creek and at Freedom Park. Birds and turtles were coated with the thick oil, killing them or leaving them vulnerable to predators. About a dozen ducks and six turtles were found dead. Parkway Properties owns the building. Charlotte manager Cassie Zingery said the spill was discovered Tuesday around 6 p.m., and a cleanup crew was there Tuesday night. On Wednesday morning, as workers tried to figure out where the oil flowed, joggers reported seeing and smelling oil along the Little Sugar Creek Greenway. Charlotte firefighters responded and set up a boom to hold back the oil. Parkway Zingery said the company notified state and federal environmental officials of the fuel spill last Wednesday, but it did not, as required, notify Charlotte-Mecklenburg Stormwater Services. Agency spokeswoman Kristen O'Reilly says officials would decide by next Monday whether to issue a fine. Boone said about 90% of the oil has been removed from the creek, but traces of oil have been found as far as 10 miles downstream in Pineville. As for the wildlife, about 30 ducks and 10 turtles were captured for treatment by volunteers from Carolina Waterfowl Rescue. Spokeswoman Carol Lopp said the birds will be kept at the group's Indian Trail headquarters for thorough cleaning, which could take several weeks. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.